This is the Indiana Soccer Network Around the State Daily Update. Here's your host, Dustin Fuller.
Good Friday morning and welcome to the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. Today is Friday, September 4th, 2026. Let's just say there were not as many postponements from Thursday night as there were on Wednesday. We have several soccer matchups we will be recapping. Plus, we have the matchups in college women's soccer to be talking about as well.
High school girls.
In Class 3A, number 2 Homestead defeats Warsaw 2-0 for 5-0 Homestead. Senior Audrey Johnson scored both Spartan goals. Taylor Reynolds scored the lone Warsaw goal. Emma Canales made 7 saves for Homestead, while Avriana Forrester made 5 saves for the Tigers of Warsaw in the loss. Warsaw falls to 5-1 following the defeat. Number 14 Columbus North and Ron Colley played a 2-2 draw. Bulldogs remain unbeaten at 6-0-1, while Ron Colley is now 5-1-1. Number 16 East Central downs Connersville 9-0. Trojans now 6-1. Spartans of Connersville slipped to 2-5. Number 16 Northridge gets past Northwood 3-0. Maya Nelson scores a pair of goals for the Raiders. Taylor Helflin added the other Northridge goal. Northridge is 3-2-1, while Northwood slips to 1-4. Fort Wayne Northrop remains unbeaten as they defeat Fort Wayne Bishop Dwenger 3-0. Bruins now 6-0. Bishop Dwenger slips to 1-2-1. Checking other girls' soccer action from Class 3A. New Haven over Fort Wayne Northside 2-1. Pendleton Heights over Marion 5-1. Huntington North 6, Manchester 1. LaPorte over Morgan Township 9-0. Concord over Elkhart 4-0. South Bend Adams over Mishawaka 11-2. Bedford North Lawrence blanks Bloomfield 4-0. Lowell wins in PKs over Hobart as they were tied at 1-1 after regulation. In Class 2A, number 1 South Bend St. Joseph defeats Chesterton 4-1. Lauren Hickey scores a pair of goals for South Bend St. Joseph. Lydia Goodsell and Ashley Marinus each added a pair goal for the Huskies. South Bend St. Joseph now 6-0-2. Chesterton falls to 2-4. Number 5, Evansville Modern Day blanks Apollo of Kentucky 8-0. Wildcats with the win now 4-0. Number 13, Batesville gets past Switzerland County 3-2. For the Bulldogs, goals came from Sydney Britton, as well as Kinsey Lacey and Haley Weisenbach. Brinley Ostering made made 8 saves in goal. Batesville now 6-0. Switzerland County is 1-3-1. Number 17, Washington gets past Tell City 7-1 in a battle of PAC teams. Lady Hatchets put 34 shots on goal in the match. Hatchets now 3-0. Tell City now 2-4. Kankakee Valley downs Maryville 10-0. Cougars with the win now 4-0-1. Maryville slips to 0-3. Number 20, Benton Central defeats Western 2-0. The Bison of Benton Central now are 6-2. Western falls to 6-2. Other 2A scores. Woodland over Fort Wayne Wayne 8-0. Heritage over South Adams 2-0. Lakeland 3, West Noble 2. East Noble 5, Angola 1. North Montgomery defeats Twin Lakes 1-0. Jay County over Norwell 2-1. Sullivan over South Vermilion 11-0. Hamilton Heights over Frankfort 7-0. Edgewood gets past Cascade 4-0. And Pike Central blanks Boonville 5-0. In Class 1A, number 3, Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian defeats Columbia City 1-0. Shalom Oplager scored the only goal in the Braves' win. Blackhawk Christian now 5-1. Columbia City is 1-5-1. Number 5, Evansville Christian defeats Evansville Harrison 5-1. For the Eagles, Hallie Peters scores a pair of goals. Additional Evansville Christian goals came from Lucy Menzel, Kate Miller, and Stella Marsh. Abigail Beeler made 12 saves. Evansville Christian now 5-0-1, while Evansville Harrison is 3-3. Number 9, LaPel and Eastbrook play to a scoreless draw. LaPel now 6-0-2, while Eastbrook is 2-2-1. Number 11, Trinity Academy shuts out Plymouth 2-0. Trinity Academy now 5-0, while Plymouth now 2-3-1. Number 12, Bremen shuts down Jimtown 1-0. For the Lions, Sophia Solhoff provided the goal. Alexis Santion made a pair of saves. Bremen now 5-0-1. The Jimmies of Jimtown fall to 0-5. South Ripley earns their first win of the season in upset fashion, knocking off Southwestern of Hanover 7-0, as Southwestern of Hanover was 19th in the latest poll. Emma Justice scored 4 goals in the Raider win. South Ripley 1-4-1. Southwestern of Hanover now 0-2. Taking a look at other Class 1A scores. DeMott Christian over Westville 9-0. Argos over Tippecanoe Valley 9-0. Boone Grove, Blanks Highland 4-0. Marquette Catholic over Hammond Morton 9-0. Peru over North Miami 4-0. Glenn over LaVille 1-0. And Sullivan over South Vermillion 11-0.
High school boys.
We will start off in Class 3A. Number 1, Goshen remains unbeaten with a 5-1 decision over Plymouth. 5 different players scored goals for the Redhawks in the victory. Ivana Esparza, Yermin Hernandez, Santiago Javoyo Lopez, Manny Pizana, and Fabrico Hernandez found the back of the net in the match. Goshen now 6-0, while the Pilgrims of Plymouth are 2-4. Number 2, Hamilton Southeastern defeats Harrison of West Lafayette in a top 20 showdown 2-0. The Royals remain unbeaten at 5-0-3 on the season, while Harrison now is at 1-2-3. Number 6, Brownsburg knocks off number 3, Noblesville 1-0 in a top 10 matchup. Bulldogs now 2-1-3 on the season, while the Millers are now 3-2-2. Number 11, Zionsville defeats Pike by a final count of 1-0. Eagles with the win, now 5-1-1. Pike falls to 2-2-2. Number 15, Fishers knocks off number 8, Carmel, 2-1. For the Tigers, they're 4-1-1, while the Greyhounds slip to 1-2-2. Northridge knocks off Class 1A number 5, Westview, 4-0. For the Raiders, 4 different players found the back of the net. Jackson Atkins, Joan Rosales, Braden Neely, and Chase Schulten each had goals. Northridge now 2-3, while Westview slips to 4-3. Columbus North knocks off number 20 Cathedral 1-0. Bulldogs remain unbeaten with a record of 3-0-2, while the Irish fall to 1-2-4. Fort Wayne Snyder knocks off Class 1A number 12 Fort Wayne Canterbury 3-2. For Snyder, Sam N., Chris Guerrero, and Giancarlo Maldonado were goal scorers. Canterbury saw their goals from Tristan Warner and William Crandall. Fort Wayne Snyder now 3-4 on the season, while Fort Wayne Canterbury drops to 2-4. Other 3A results from Thursday. Columbia City over Manchester 7-0. East Noble 8, Central Noble 1. Evansville Harrison Blanks Evansville Bossy 9-0. Terre Haute South over West Vigo 3-1. Logansport over Lafayette Jefferson 4-0. Perry Meridian over Franklin Community 9-0. Bloomington North over Martinsville 2-0. McCutcheon over West Lafayette 4-1. Elkhart over Elkhart Christian 2-0. New Albany over Bedford North Lawrence 6-0. Center Grove downs North Central 6-1. Greenwood over Shelbyville 2-1. Mount Vernon of Fortville 4, Yorktown 2. Whiteland 2, Avon 1. Jasper Blanks Providence 4-1. Plainfield and Mooresville play to a 2-2 draw. Norwell and Jay County play to a 1-1 draw. And Danville and Decatur Central play to a scoreless draw. In Class 2A, number 4 Park Tudor was a winner over Indianapolis Shortridge 5-0. 4 players for Park Tudor found the back of the net in the second half. Owen Platt had a hat trick in the effort, while Diego Perez accounted for the other pair of goals for the Panthers. Navraj Brar made 8 saves in the goal. Park Tudor now 5-0-2, while Shortridge is 1-3-1. Number 7, Fort Wayne Bishop Lures defeats Fort Wayne Northside 6-0. For Lures, Diego Mendez found the back of the net twice. Other goal scorers for the Knights include Christian Mendoza, Oliver Anzini, Andrew Hall, and Marlon Monterroso. Jaden Medina made a pair of saves in the win. Lures is now 4-3. Northside 1-4. Number 8, Leo, a 2-0 winner over Fort Wayne Northrop. Ronan Dye and Hudson Douglas score goals for the Lions. Leo now 5-1-1. Northrop falls to 3-3-1. Number 10, Speedway, a 3-0 winner over Indian Creek. For the Spark Plugs, they're now 4-3. Indian Creek falls to 2-4. Number 11, Heritage Hills, blanks Princeton 1-0. For the Patriots, Gabriel Brown was the difference maker, scoring his first varsity goal. Goal came in the second half as the Patriots improved to 5-1-1 on the season. Princeton with the loss slips to 3-3-1. Number 15, Southridge knocks off Class 1A number 9 Forest Park 5-0 in a Southern DuBois County battle. For the Raiders, 5 different players found the back of the net. Noah DeKemper, Yagami Arocha, Manny Duron, and Caleb Abbott, as well as Levi Wilkie, find the back of the net for the Raiders. Southridge is now 7-1. Forest Park falls to 4-2. Number 16, Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran defeats Culver Academy 2-1. Cadets with the win now are 2-4, while Culver Academy is now 1-3. Number 19, Washington holds off Class A number 13, Tell City 2-1. With the win, the Hatchets now 5-2. Tell City slips to 3-3. Other scores from Class 2A. It was Sullivan over South Vermilion 7-1. Tipton over Northwestern 7-0. Delta over Richmond 3-2. Tri-West over Beech Grove by a final of 2-1. Gibson Southern all over South Spencer 9-0. West Noble over Lakeland 2-1. And Boonville defeats Pike Central 3-2. In Class 1A, number 2 Faith Christian defeats Frankfort 4-1. Eagles now 6-1 on the season, while Frankfort is now 3-3. Number 8, Northeast DuBois defeats Shoals in the battle of the eastern side of the Blue Chip Conference. That final score 6-2. Northeast DuBois remains unbeaten at 6-0 and has clinched the Blue Chip Conference title. Shoals with the loss falls to 3-2. Brody Klaus scored both Jug Rocks goals. Argos, number 10 in the Class 1A rankings, clean sheets Tippecanoe Valley 5-0. For the Dragons, Aiden Vanderweel scored a pair of goals. Additional goals came from Zach Burns, Aiden Samuels, and Yahir Bajardo. Argos now 4-1, while Tippecanoe Valley is 2-4-1. Number 11, White River Valley defeats Vincennes Reveille 5-1. For the Wolverines, Noah Moore and Memphis Capehart each scored goals. Charles Linneweber added an additional Wolverine goal. John Powers made 5 saves in the win. White River Valley is now 5-2, while Vincennes Reveille slips to 3-3. Number 15, Bethesda Christian downs North Montgomery 11-2. Nolan Calhoun and Isaac Ziegler accounted for a pair of goals each for the Patriots. Bethesda Christian now 5-2. North Montgomery 2-4-1. Other Class 1A scores. Lakeland Christian Academy over Wawasee 4-0. Lafayette Central Catholic over Carroll Flora 9-0. Winamac blanks North Miami 5-0. Anderson Prep over Alexandria Monroe 3-0. Culver Community over Mishawaka 5-3. Trinity Academy over Bethany Christian 1-0. Union City over Wampahani 4-0. Bloomfield defeats Mitchell 2-1. International over Heron 5-2. LaVille over Glenn 6-0. DeMont Christian over Westville 4-1. And North Putnam over Southmont 3-0. We'll check what happened in college women's soccer when we get back. This is the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. Are you looking for a career where every day is different? Ilan Media is looking for an outgoing, motivated marketing representative to help local businesses grow through radio, digital marketing, social media, podcasts, and more. If you enjoy meeting with people, building relationships, and making a difference in your community, we want to hear from you. Email me, dustin.fuller@myilanmedia.com. If you've got sales or marketing experience, that's a plus, but we're willing to train you as well. Ilan Media and Entertainment is an equal opportunity employer. Welcome back to the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. Let's recap what happened in college women's soccer on Thursday. Purdue Boilermakers remain unbeaten as the Boilermakers went on the road to Murfreesboro and handed previously unbeaten Middle Tennessee their first loss of the season 3-0. Purdue only needed 2 minutes and 33 seconds to strike as Irene Campo scored her third goal of the season, with Kate Noel and Tana Shornstein picking up assists. At the 31:49 mark, Mackenzie Carl doubled the advantage. Jaden Anderson provided that assist as Purdue carried a 2-0 lead into halftime. Carl struck again at the 85:41 mark, finishing off with assists from Rosa Maloof and Kayla Budish to complete the brace and a 3-0 win. Purdue outshot Middle Tennessee 18-8. Including a 9-5 advantage in shots on goal, generating 9 corner kicks as well. Keeper Christina Wolf stuffed all 5 shots that she faced to record the clean sheet. Purdue now 6-0-1, while Middle Tennessee falls to 4-1-2. It was an offensive explosion at Indianapolis as IU Indianapolis rolled past Bellarmine 5-2. Lindsay Castillo opened the scoring at the 5:09 mark, finishing with an assist from Annalise Black. Bellarmine answered at the 27:13 mark when Mackenzie Simpson scored off an assist from Rachel Shoemaker. The Jaguars regained the lead right before half. At 38:30, Hannah Robertson scored her second goal of the season, assisted by Black and Macy Sammons. IU Indy took control after the break. At 53:11, Black went from provider to scorer, finding the net off an assist from Caroline Kelly. At 74:29, Macy Sammons scored an unassisted goal, making it 4-1. And at 81:15, Castillo struck again for her second goal of the night, assisted by Madeline Chapa and Megan Swift. Bellarmine's Campbell Tippy completed the scoring at 88:11. IU Indy generated 23 shots, 16 of which were on goal, while Bellarmine managed 8 shots, 4 on frame. Bellarmine keepers Anna Jenkins and Jolie Hintz combined for 11 saves. Jaguars are now 2-2-1. Castino finished with the brace, while Black records a goal and 2 assists. At Arad McCutchen Stadium, the Evansville Purple Aces picked up a 2-0 shutout win over Austin Peay. Brielle LaBarge broke through the scoreless tie late in the first half, scoring in the 41st minute off an assist from Selena DeLugiano. LaBarge wasn't finished there, as in the 73rd minute, she converted a PK for her second goal of the night and gave Evansville a 2-goal cushion. At the other end, Brianna Chipperich and the Purple Aces defense kept Austin Peay off the board as keeper Megan Watskins, made 5 saves for Austin Peay, 4 coming in the second half. Evansville now 2-1-1. Austin Peay slips to 0-5-1. And in one of the wildest finishes of the night, that came in South Bend. Notre Dame Fighting Irish appeared headed for a comeback victory before Michigan State found the equalizer with just 4 seconds remaining, leaving the teams at a 2-2 draw. After a scoreless opening half, Michigan State's Kayla Briggs opened the scoring at the 58:22 mark. Notre Dame answered quickly at 61:35 as Reese Canada scored her first goal of the season, making it 1-1. At 83:43, Charlie Codd scored her first goal of the year, putting the Irish in front 2-1. Notre Dame was seconds away from the victory But 89-56, Michigan State's Ella Jans scored the equalizer, assisted by Kayla Briggs and Lacey Kendall. Notre Dame is off to an unusual 1-0-5 start on the season. Remains unbeaten, though. Michigan State is 4-0-2. As that is what happened in college women's soccer, there was no college men's soccer to talk about from last night. We will be taking Saturday and Monday off from the Daily Recap, and we will be back to the recap Tuesday morning here on Indiana Soccer Network. Hopefully you have yourself a great Labor Day weekend. If you get the opportunity to go check out some college, some high school, or some professional soccer in your area. And until Tuesday, I'm Dustin Fuller. Thank you for joining us. This has been the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Recap.
Join us Monday through Saturday for daily updates on what's going on throughout the state of Indiana on the pitch. This is Indiana Soccer Network.